New research shows nearly half of all Australians would support a partial ban on Muslim migration. Three quarters believe the country is already full. That's according to the Australian Population Research Institute's latest survey of Australian voters' views on immigration. Report author Bob Birrell from the Australian Population Research Institute says the results show a disconnect between what Australians want and the immigration ambitions of the country's major political parties.
Given that we're talking about more than half of voters, it is striking that both the major parties, plus the Greens, are ignoring this issue and indeed quite disdainful about the feelings of ordinary people about the issue.
Mr. Birrell says negative attitudes towards migration may be driven by the perceived impact of population growth on quality of life.
The problems associated with Australia's very high population growth, higher than almost all other developed countries, are now starting to bite. Most respondents thought that population pressures were adding to difficulties of urban congestion, housing affordability, job competition and the like.
The survey of 2,000 people also found nearly half of Australian voters would back a partial ban on Muslim immigrants. Terrorism analyst Greg Barton acknowledges that fear of religion-linked terror attacks may be behind the strong support for a ban. But he says reducing Muslim immigration would not improve safety and could instead make things worse.
If we allow this idea that banning Muslim migration is somehow beneficial, it'll actually undermine our security because it'll reduce levels of trust and social cohesion, it'll drive up levels of alienation, it'll make it easier for recruiters and harder for their family members to speak up when they have concerns.
Immigration Minister Peter Dutton says it's important for his government to find the right balance when choosing who they let in.
So I want our economy to grow, I want people to be spending money in local small businesses, building houses and adding to the strength of the economy. So we need to get the balance right. We've adopted the same policy settings that John Howard did. That is that we have about two-thirds of the intake, which is skilled, and one-third around family.
He adds, the government has already taken steps to slow the flow of migrants coming to Australia.
In the Labor years, the number peaked at about 305,900 in 1 year, which was an enormous number. We've got that number down now below 190,000.
FECA Chair Mary Bartetsos says Australia's leaders should focus on changing attitudes towards migration rather than embracing the current closed-door majority mentality.
We are a country that should and will continue to have popular migration policies and a multicultural community that thrives. And that's really what we should all be trying to work on.